The Assembly discussed the potential lawsuit during a long executive session with attorney Robert Hicks, who researched the issue for the borough. When they emerged from the approximately two-hour closed-door session, Assemblymember Agnes Moran moved to delay action on the issue until the Assembly could meet with Borough Attorney Scott Brandt Erickson, who was absent on Monday. Before the executive session, Assemblymember Glenn Thompson pushed to talk about the issue publicly. He gave two reasons. The first is that the public should be informed about an issue that could cost the borough upwards of $1 million.
Secondly, all of the pros with regards to this potential lawsuit are summed up in Part A, all the reasons why we might be able to do that. What we're going to hear in executive session is likely the challenges and the cons of why we might not want to do this. And I submit to this assembly that the public should have a chance to weigh in on all the reasons we shouldn't spend between $600,000 and $1 million.
Thompson offered an amendment to waive attorney-client privilege and discuss the matter openly, but Mayor Dave Kiefer ruled that motion out of order, essentially because the amendment was the negative to the original motion. Thompson then cast the only dissenting vote for the motion to enter into executive session. State law allows local elected bodies to talk privately about litigation or potential litigation. For several years now, the borough has challenged the state school funding practice, claiming that current regulations are unfair to organized boroughs and place undue burden on local governments. The borough has lobbied government officials and regional elected representatives. According to information in the meeting packet, if the borough chooses to move forward with a lawsuit, quote, plaintiffs should be willing to employ every lawful strategy and to surrender no advantage to the formidable adversaries that plaintiffs would face, end quote. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst writes that if the borough follows that strategy, it has a reasonable prospect for success. The Assembly also unanimously agreed to postpone the second reading of an ordinance placing the proposed Saxman-South Tonga service area on the October ballot. The Assembly voted July 1st to approve a first reading of the measure, which would essentially add Saxman to the South Tonga's fire and EMS service area, but keep the two areas' water services separate. The South Tonga service area already provides fire and EMS to Saxman, but according to borough information, Saxman pays only for the EMS service. The Saxman City Council has voted to support the new service area, but the Saxman IRA Council opposes it. Concerns have been raised over whether the new service area would affect Saxman's federal rural designation. Assistant Borough Manager Sinagubatayo says a public hearing is scheduled this week to provide information and gather more input.
Hopefully we'll have Saxman residents or perhaps city council members there to participate. They can't vote, but of course their public input is always appreciated. And we wanted to take the time and discuss with the South Tonga Service Area Board that a 1% tax could potentially generate a substantial amount of income that could be used to offset the high property tax out there, or other approaches.
The Assembly also heard from Ken Ariola, who says the Rainbird Trail above the 3rd Avenue bypass needs maintenance. The trail is popular, especially during the summer months when many tourists head up there for the view.
I'm out in the woods a lot, and I get into a lot of really, rough terrain areas. And to me, that first part of the Rainbow Trail, the east end, the one I'm talking about, it is scary. The footing is not very good. The brush is coming into the trail. So I see a potential liability for somebody there.
Ariola suggested that because visitors use the trail, perhaps the community could designate cruise passenger tax funds for the work. The Assembly directed borough staff to look into the potential cost of improving the trail. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.